If you have lived in South Central Alaska for a year or more, you are almost certain to have felt an earthquake. But a damaging quake is something else again. Experts tell us a quake as powerful as the Great Alaska Earthquake of 50 years ago isn't likely anytime soon, but it doesn't take a magnitude 9 to do big damage. APRN's Steve Heimel has a story on some cautionary notes delivered by state seismologist Mike West on this morning's call-in show, Talk of Alaska.
The next big one already happened. It's just that nobody lived there. The Denali Fault quake of 2002 was magnitude 7.9, but unless you lived in Tanner Cross, Tok, or Northway, it was remote. And only afterwards did geologists see the massive landslides it caused. In a sense, seismologist Mike West says, tossing these big numbers around puts urban Alaska at risk of getting complacent.
I've heard people, researchers, probably myself included, say things like, oh, it was only magnitude 8, which is completely warped. A magnitude 7 or 8 earthquake is a massive, massive event.
But if it happens out in the Aleutian Trench, nobody even sees the damage, and the main concern is whether it would generate a tsunami. West suggests that maybe Alaskans get the idea that they've already seen it all, and he's here to tell us we haven't.
1964 is, you know, a nice benchmark. It showed us some things that can happen in an earthquake, but there are countless scenarios for other, you know, equally damaging or more so earthquakes that aren't that earthquake. So there's a small danger in treating 1964 as an example of everything that can happen.
West points to the nature of the ground we build on in Alaska and raises the question of what would happen if an earthquake of a magnitude we think we're used to were to happen directly underneath a populated area. And there is a sobering example from 3 years ago in New Zealand, where a powerful quake damaged the city of Christchurch in 2010, and then another one months later collapsed buildings already weakened.
We're talking about a magnitude 6.1 earthquake that killed 150-some people in a first-world country. And it occurred, it happened, because the earthquake was right under town. It was very shallow, and Christchurch was built on soft, wet sediments. And much of Alaska is built on soft, wet sediments.
Federal authorities are not unaware of the vulnerability of the city of Anchorage. The seismic hazard maps are being updated, and there's a set of boreholes installed by the U.S. Geological Survey in the city's downtown park strip with seismic sensors spaced at different depths to 200 feet to pick up ground waves from earthquakes and watch them travel.
This is the so-called strong motion seismic network, and it's a tremendous asset for the state and for the municipality. It's the really about the densest instrumentation of that type in the country.
That seismic network continues on up the structure of the nearby Atwood office building and at dozens of other locations around the city. And West says down the road it might be possible to install an earthquake early warning system like is being experimented with in California, though there's no active planning for it at this time. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.